Good afternoon, Oracle Support, Lee speaking.
Hi, my name is Scott Brick. I'm a new hire in Vancouver with Badger Daylighting, and I'm having a couple issues with two of the different programs.
So okay, let me start with your, sorry, what's your name again?
Scott Brick, B-R-I-C-K, like the stone.
Okay, Scott Brick, Vancouver, gotcha.
Okay, so the first one is the workforce, which is the payroll thing. I
yep.
had submitted it last week because that's the way they trained us online to do, but not knowing that they do a two-week program here, so I kind of locked myself out of the program for my second week.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so I've gotten in where I guess my manager has been putting in my hours, but I
mm-hmm.
still haven't had access, and I guess he doesn't have access to other than to putting in my hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally got it working now. But I haven't been able. I don't know how to do my start time for today. So I can go in if I had a start time, I could
mm-hmm.
go in and enter the finish time. But I don't know how to get because I'm already past my start time. I don't know how to
mm-hmm.
enter it in.
Yeah, only your manager. So you've managed to recall your timesheet. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, what it is like when I use the phone app, it denies me access. So I get an error code. But when I went on the laptop, it
mm-hmm.
gives me the options of recalling it. I wasn't able to recall it on the phone app. I was
okay.
only able to. I just discovered now that I can recall it on the laptop. So
okay.
I've done that now where I've recalled it, which allows me to go in and start inputting for the rest of the week.
Right.
But I'm just wondering what way do I record for today now that I've got access?
Apparently you can't go back. You can only go, this is what I'm doing at the second in time.
Yeah.
Your manager can go and put it back. Check with your manager and see if they want you to clock in now and then they'll fix it going to back when you actually did start your day. Or
okay.
if they'd rather just put in today for you. That's kind of between you and them.
Okay.
As far as how you fix that, but you found a way. The other thing you can do when you need to recall your timesheet is you can do it from your phone, but you can't use the app. You could use the browser and log in through the browser.
Okay.
Which is the same as what you do on your computer. It's just,
okay.
It's teeny tiny.
Okay, yeah. And then the second question has to do with Oracle, and I've actually got the other fellow training with me. We're both having the same problem. So we've
okay.
just downloaded the app onto our phones, and it asks for an instance name, which I'm assuming, I don't know if that's my S Brick at Badger, or if that's,
nope.
Is that a corporate name that we're supposed to put in there? Or?
It's a corporate name, and it's
okay.
Badger Inc.
Badger.
B-A-D-J.
Okay.
E-R-I-N-C altogether.
Okay, so just one word. And then when we
mm-hmm.
get in, I'm assuming that's when it asks me for my.
Then it will ask you for your login, yeah.
Yeah. So then it, and then it'll be the same password I have for everything else? Or
yes.
will it? Yeah, okay. Okay,
yeah.
I'll give that a try, and if not, you have any problems, I'll get the other fellow. We'll take turns calling you back, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
The only thing that doesn't have the same login information is going to be Geotab.
Okay. And, so
have they got you to go in and change your password already to something unique for yourself?
Yeah, I already have a unique one. I'll check with the fellow that I'm training
okay.
with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Sometimes they stick with the one that they originally give them and don't realize they're supposed to change it. So just want to make sure.
Okay. And then you said Geotab has a different.
It's separate. Yeah, that's the
okay.
one that's separate.
Okay, we'll have to get the number or the whatever they log in with that. Or do we just go in and apply to have a username and with that?
Yeah, there's a person who handles all the Geotab logins.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it. I sent an email to them. A couple of weeks ago. Let's see if I find it. Who was I talking to?
Out here or?
No, it's somebody corporate, somebody down in the U.S., I think, that handles all of it.
Okay.
I'm just wondering. I thought if I put Geotab in, it would pop up with the email that I sent. Maybe I'll look and send emails. That might be easier.
Now, is it driver specific for the geotabs, or are they truck, like, because I know they'll have them on the tablets. Do they just automatically lock in with the tablets and the tracker, or do we have to sign into that for the tracker?
I'm not too familiar. I know it's linked to the truck.
Yeah.
If you guys are good about keeping your tablets with the trucks, then you may not have to do anything. Maybe it automatically signs you in. I'm not sure about that. And nothing is coming up, so I must have spelled it differently, or... Oh, there we go. So the person I originally contacted was Felicia Thompson. I should have remembered that, same last name as me.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think put me through to somebody else. But you can try Felicia Thompson and see whether she can do it, or she can pass you on to somebody that can give you more information if you need it.
Okay. And which are the offices she out of?
Let me look.
Assuming once they get in a truck with one of the other drivers, they could probably walk me through it too.
Felicia's Brownsburg, and the other person she passed me on to was Amanda Ramsdale, who is in Red Deer.
Red Deer, Alberta.
So okay. Maybe try Amanda Ramsdale.
Okay. I recommend
Ramsdale. And it looks like it's based on you. So the username is assigned to you for some reason. So.
Okay. It's probably
right.
Because we're assigning the vehicle inspection things. I think
right.
The two apps correspond.
Yes. You have to sign your life away, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Thank you very much for your help. And your name is again?
My name is Lee Thompson.
Lee Thompson. Thank you very much, Lee.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Yeah. Bye-bye. You too.